MPG evaluates major road, rail, and metro projects in 72nd meeting. MPG's 72nd meeting evaluated road, rail, and metro projects under PM Gati Shakti, focusing on connectivity and socioeconomic benefits. The 72nd meeting of the Network Planning Group, NPG, under the PM Gati Shakti initiative was held on June 12, 2024, in New Delhi. Chaired by Rajiv Singh Thacker, Additional Secretary, Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, the meeting focused on evaluating three significant infrastructure projects aimed at enhancing national connectivity and socioeconomic development. The key projects discussed included National Highway Project in Jammu and Kashmir. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, MORTH, presented a project involving the construction and upgradation of a 51 km section of NH701 from Rafiabad to Chamkot. With an estimated cost of 1,405 crore Indian rupees, this project includes both greenfield, 14.34 kilometers, and brownfield, 36.66 kilometers, developments. The upgraded route will significantly enhance connectivity for villages such as Kupwara, Chowkibul, and Tangdhar, improving logistical support for defense forces and boosting socio-economic conditions by providing better access to health, education, and business opportunities. Guder-Renegunta Third Rail Line in Andhra Pradesh. The Ministry of Railways, MORE, proposed constructing a third rail line between Guder and Renegunta stations in Andhra Pradesh's Tirupati district. This 83.17 kilometers line, with an estimated cost of 884 crore Indian rupees, aims to enhance the capacity of the existing double line, improving passenger and cargo movement efficiency. The project requires 36.58 hectares of land and includes infrastructure upgrades such as new bridges, extended underpasses, and advanced signaling systems, which will significantly boost regional economic activities. Pune Metro Line Extension in Maharashtra. The Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, MOHUA, outlined plans to extend the operational metro corridor from Banas to Ramwadi in Pune. The project involves extending two lines on the eastern and western ends of the Banas-Ramwadi metro corridor. The western extension, a 1.12 kilometers elevated section from Banas to Chandani Chowk, and the eastern extension, an 11.63 kilometers elevated section from Ramwadi to Waghali, Bethalwadi, will together cost an estimated 3,757 crore Indian rupees. The daily ridership for the line is anticipated to reach 3.59 lakhs by 2027 and grow to 9.93 lakhs by 2057, connecting central Pune with rapidly growing suburbs and reducing travel time and road congestion. During the meeting, all projects were evaluated for their integrated planning in alignment with the principles of the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, NMP. The emphasis was placed on the socio-economic benefits, improved connectivity, reduced transit costs, and enhanced efficiency. The projects also aim to foster multimodal integration, enhancing overall transportation and logistics networks. These infrastructure projects are expected to play pivotal roles in nation-building, integrating various modes of transport, and providing substantial socio-economic benefits and ease of living, thereby contributing to the overall development of the regions.